It's the voyage of the voice from lungs to lips on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. And we're talking about exercises which are particularly to do directly with the sound that you make today. And over the next several weeks, we're going to be moving into the physicality and how to relax, de-stress and so on physically. And then we're going to be moving into the mental attitude. So mic fright and confidence and just kind of getting into the zone mentally before you go into the studio. All of these techniques to help you get a better broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Today, we got a bit of tongue fun. No, not like that. Heavens, your mind. Your tongue, of course, is a major articulator, helping form the sounds into recognisable words, as well as being used, of course, in things like swallowing and eating. It moves courtesy of eight muscles. Four intrinsic muscles run along its length, yeah, from back to front, and they're changing the shape of the tongue, so they're lengthening it and shortening it. It's also curling and uncurling its tip. And if you just say a few words for me while I'm talking to you, you'll notice that the tip of your tongue, I'm doing it now, the tip of your tongue is moving up and down from behind your top teeth to behind your bottom teeth, and sometimes just tucking underneath itself as well, doing that little kind of curl with the tip. So that is one of the intrinsic muscles which is helping it do that. Also, are you one of those people that can roll your tongue? I can. I don't know what that means, but I can. I know not everyone can, but again, your intrinsic muscles are there. And also flattening or rounding its surface as well. So those four muscles are working really, really hard when you are talking. Certainly in normal, just conversational speech as I'm doing at the moment. But if you're really doing a lot of character acting, or if you've got one of those pesky taglines at the end of a commercial where you're talking about your home may be at risk if you don't keep up your mortgage or other payments made on it, then you know it is really working 19 to the dozen really, really hard. So those four intrinsic muscles, I said there were eight, you've got four extrinsic muscles, and they change its position. So for protrusion, retraction and side to side movement as well. The main articulator of your tongue bends and shapes sounds to create understandable words, from complex cardial criteria to mouthfuls of medical manuscripts. So it's really important to be dexterous and strong. So that's why we've got a few exercises for your tongue over the next few days on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tongue fun starting tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.